play of the road construction on 290 today. KD4IL, expect.
4 ACX, not today.
Still how it goes.
I've been pretty fortunate. I hadn't got hung up too bad.
Yeah. I had a heck of a time trying to get my radio situated this morning. Since it fell off the back, that. I had it set up on the dashboard, but I had the large dial was activated, so every time I'd go around a corner, it started rolling off frequency. Had to go in there and turn the dial off.
Had that option.
7D, it allows you to do the, well, it's in FM mode, you can turn the dial off. KFW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Kent. KD4IOX.
I hope everybody's doing well.
We're on this end for a Monday morning.
Slept like a baby last night. Went to bed early at all.
Probably not as early as me, though. But hey, don't forget to watch the eclipse this afternoon.
Hopefully I'll be home by the time that thing comes out. You don't know an eclipse party.
Doing what I always do, working.
Working. I got a lot done this weekend. I got there and I planted 2 rose bushes and got the old Kubota out. The fuel gauge quit working on it. Found out what's wrong with that. Them stupid rodents. Chewed the wire, the plastic, and everything. It's got the cable protector wrapped around it. It chewed through all that. So I got out of there and fixed all that, so I got my fuel gauge working again in the Kubota. I'm happy. Today.
Curtis, they love the wiring on vehicles and equipment. You gotta watch them, because I don't know what it is about it that attracts them, but it does.
And he would build a nest in the flywheel up there, and you'd have to take the cover off and clean it all out.
Not real happy with where I've got my equipment parked, but I'm kind of limited on room at being top of the ridge. Hole on the ridge, so not a lot of flat land there where I can park it. So it is what it is. Yeah, they always get on top of the tanks because it's nice and level and horizontal. Nice little place to build a nest.
A little bag of mothballs up underneath the hood that they won't go near it.
Like a peppermint oil. My wife's got a thing of that. I might get her to put some together. I took the wife's car in for the first oil change. They check everything. And of course, they check the air filters. And says, oh, yeah, you got a root problem, I see. We can replace that air filter for you for $54 just for the filter. I said, oh, I'll do it. That's okay. So I got 2 filters for $20.
And for the routine checkup on Friday, and that it had 6,000 miles on it, so they were checking it out, making sure everything was still good. I think it's not changing the oil until 10,000.
Up to 10,000? They wanted me to wait till 8,000. I got it done at 6.
Firearm shopping on Saturday.
Oh, what you looking for?
That CZ-75 compact. Mama found one.
Ken's radio money.
It bars has a ham fest on Saturday.
Fest of Saturday?
In TR.
20th.
Oh. Might be all the way up to Raleigh, as y'all know. And you know what I bought?
You bought some gas is what you bought.
You are correct. KD4IOX. Didn't buy a darn thing. The guy was giving away free Cat 5 cable, so I got that nice Cat 5 cable to do my JS8 call.
KD4HKX, welcome back to the group.
KN4TFW.
Yeah, welcome back, KD4IOX.
Good to be over the air now instead of on the Echo Link, so yeah, good to be back.
Echo Link down last night? That's what I heard you say in the net.
No, maybe there's just nobody there when I first started.
By the way.
Thank you. I enjoy it. I have fun with it. At first it was nerve-wracking, but now it's not that bad. It just take your time and slow it down when you need to.
Ducks up here on 85 this morning. They need to slow down for sure.
Sure. I just had a guy cut me off to get around a truck. That's on Highway 25. Let's keep on going. First HF contact of the weekend.
Was it you?
Asheville. Yeah. That was a group of guys that are talking and I was hoping they got a signal report, that's all. There's a few of them there. I don't know the other guy I was talking to. I don't know where he was from. 40 meters. When I get a chance, I'll do some work on my HF antenna. Straighten it out, do a different route on it. We're done your way this morning. Our regular route back down to Anderson.
Okay.
Just a bunch of plastic parts. Actually, I'll take your dunnage down, and I'll pick up plastic parts and bring them back.
Are you taking it from us or bringing it to us, or are you just going to be in the neighborhood?
Over to, what is that, 183? I can't remember which. It's exit 14, not before the 85.
Yes, 182 or something, but yeah, that's a little bit south of us. But yeah, you'll be driving by. Check out our building.
Nearby. Like, well, if you're way down the Dutchess, there's no need for me to pull the air horn.
Your Eclipse glasses ready for today?
Internet last night sold them $5 a pair.
Stupid APRS beacon always seems to go off when somebody's talking and I miss it.
Got on the internet last night selling them for $5 a pair.
I'm a welding hood.
Darkening could work.
Auto one, mine's got to fix the glass.
I think they'll fix the glass. Man, that auto darkening is nice. I have my eyesight doing it, but who knows?
Down the exit 14 and 85.
Today, I'm picking up my truck. It's my first stop down there.
So they get off when we got to go see the grandkids down there in Anderson.
You go right or left? Right. I guess it's come on, two and a half miles, I don't know, 3 miles down the road on the left. Techniplas, the company I go to. Camp down there though. I can't remember 8 miles about 6 miles. 1 mile. It's a nice little boat ramp. It's kind of small though. A couple times.
Is that what, Mile Creek or something like that?
Oh man, you have to ask me in about an hour. I'm gonna drive right by it. 6 miles. One of those miles. I don't think it's Mile Creek, though. It might be, but I think it's a different name.
But you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Come out of the creek there, and you make a right, you go up to Clemson, and the restaurant, and the marina, and everything, or you go left, and I don't know where it goes. What we use is right there at the... I guess you turn right there by... Is it the QT? I mean, before that. But there's a little boat ramp back behind there.
I see if you take a right down there. I've always went to the left down towards Portman.
For us to drive to Kiowee or Jocassee. Miss Elise like the fish?
I do, but I don't know about her.
So maybe me, you, and Ken will go. KD4 IOX.
20-something years, you don't know if she likes the fish?
Anymore. Like I said, you can't get in the creeks around the rivers around the house anymore. just don't do it.
But really, they're really bothered with the North Carolina fishing license as much as they do in South Carolina. We do more fishing in South Carolina than anything, so we just got to get a non-resident in South Carolina.
House, if you do go, you step on this rock, you're okay. The next one, you're getting a ticket.
It's registered to South Carolina. I'll tell Patrick anyway, so I can ride a bicycle. He'll remember how to do it. Get on there and do it. Florida. Not real cold. We went to stop at Ollie's on the way back from Raleigh. And she picked up a what I call a rattle trap. It's a, you know, a lure that rattles. But you can't use rattle trap because they copyrighted it, so they got another name for it. She bought one of those at $5. I said, what are you doing? Do you think that's going to help you?
Speed of plastic form, though.
Control through their environment. They tend to eat those. We always have a big fish competition in the family. Kind of a tradition. We're up this weekend, clean it out, make sure it's ready to go.
Check the canoe, get it ready.
It's a handgun you're looking at for the wife. What is it now?
It's called CZ. It's a CZ-75 compact. It's an all-metal gun. They use it a lot in the police force overseas.
CZ, what caliber and what size?
But I was in a bad spot.
With CZ brand, you don't see that often here, but what caliber and what size are you talking?
A 9. She was looking for a 9. She usually carries the 380, but she was looking for a 9. And then, so we went to like 5 different shops before we could find one.
I recommend anything less than a 9. Of course, you know, if the main thing is if you go carry it, carry it. If you're going to carry a 380, that's fine. If you're going to carry it, but the preferred round would be at least be 9 or bigger.
15 or 16, something like that. So it's a pretty nice little gun. Most of the shops, you know, you can't hardly get a CZ or even hold on to one. As soon as they get it, it's gone.
Patrick looked at stopped the gun shop up there, Mills River, and he had a 6-hour, 9mm, a nice little gun. But I asked him what he wanted for it. He would have top dollar.
I bought one of those a couple of years ago. It was a 226, but man, it's really nice. But it's a full size.
Compact, but it was a compact upright.
Fired. I wasn't looking for, you know, striker fired, so you kind of limited what you could find. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, Wex.
I'm going to go to sleep at one time. KN4 HKX.
What if you're going to wake up?
I'm just fighting this traffic over here on Whitehorse this morning.
Running over there this morning.
Anywhere from 325 to 389.
Where's that at?
At a fuel station in between 253 and 183, right there next to the Silver Bay in that area.
Maybe worth the drive. For Sam's Club this morning. A little under 3/4 of a tank, so top her off before I go back home.
Still the excursion up Saturday when I was down at Anderson. 344 is the cheapest I could find it down that way.
It's 405 at the pilot at exit 63. I guess what's that, 290?
For HKX. Yeah, fuel prices are going back up because everything going on over in the Middle East now. Cost more to drive.
Anybody yet? WTJKT.
Anything, but they've been all saber rattling over there, and so everybody's got their drawers in a knot and raising fuel prices.
1800 years, they can figure this thing out.
Money out of the way and let them go at it. I'm tired of listening to it.
But somebody, they had their phone mounted in their steering wheel, and they're watching videos on it while they drive.
Nothing wrong with that.
The term, hands-free.
He's timing somebody.
I'm watching a talk show with, like, one of those round table type talk shows with a bunch of, I think it was a bunch of women, like a women's show or something like that.
Watching The View.
I was thinking the same thing.
The name of it, and that was it. I think that's what it was.
Truck slowing down up here around 70. They must know something I don't.
The blue light's out this morning.
Well, so I'm here at work. Y'all have a great day. Be safe. And talk to you a little bit later down the law. K84 Highway.
Hey, Leon. Have a great day. KO4HKX.
73 Leon. Be safe out there. KN4 KSW.
73 Leon. Talk to you later. This is W2JKT.
Andrew and I are going to try to meet on Wednesdays on JSA call, if you're interested, Wednesday evenings. Just trying to get it started. I don't know how late is too late for you.
Not really is too early, because it's, you know, especially if we have the kids, it's a production to do dinner and everything. I'm usually not done with everything until about 7:30, I think.
Well, I will shoot you a text when we get it going, and you can figure it out from there. But we're trying to work on it. That way everybody can get more familiar with how it all operates and what's going on.
Jackson, if I can get over to...
Ken, if you get your JSA call going, we'd be glad to have you there, too.
Yeah, you didn't ask me how late was too late for me.
No. You'll have to receive your messages in the morning. We'll practice sending them to you.
Roger that. Well, my HF ain't been on in 3 weeks, I don't think.
Nice about it is the message retrieval. So that's kind of what we're wanting to figure out and use, get more accustomed to, is that right there.
Down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you guys, and hope everybody has an awesome day and be safe out there. KM4 TFW.
Ken, good to talk to you this morning. And I'm pulled into parking lot here too, Eric, so I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here. You be safe the rest of your trip, and maybe catch you this afternoon, guys. KO4HKX, clear, 7-3.
Both of you have a good day, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT, clear.